Well, the eye office closes at 8 o'clock. And, you know, it's like, why are you people there so late? Well, we've got paperwork to do and blah, 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 blah. And we just realized, you know, nobody's contacted the appointments for tomorrow. And my new eye doctor is a small private office. It's not a commercial thing like, you know, Optimize or Henry Ford Eye Care or the old DOC or any of these other S, I think SVS or something. All these, you know, this is, my new eye doctor does that. And I said to them, now listen to me, Sharon. As you're telling me this, I'm putting it in my calendar as I talk to you on my phone at the same time. You do not have to do this. You don't have to do that. They said, well, it's an automated system. I said, could you please remove me from the automated system? Oh, sure, yeah, we can get you off. They still haven't done it to this day. And when I see them on Thursday, I'm going to talk to my eye doctor, and I'm going to tell him, do you want to keep me as a patient? Stop the, I mean, this is becoming on the edge of harassment. Stop the needless phone calls. You know, and then they give you the excuse, well, you're a senior citizen. I said, what are you trying to tell me? And the room just goes silent. This has got to stop. I just get angry because my mother was 90 when she passed and she was still sharp as a tack. Her brain function was fine. I'm only 69. My brain still works. Once in a while I have a brain fart, but hey, it happens. But I mean, my goodness, once it's in my phone, it's in my tablet, it's in my racing tablet that I have strictly for racing use because it's part of my system. As a reminder, I see it in there. I say, oh, geez. But I mean, and it's on my laptop, and I just got a new laptop a year ago. So it's just, frivolous, needless, unnecessary BS. Oh, and then I also got a card. But the card I got in the mail today was from my old eye doctor, and it doesn't even have my name on it anymore. It just says current resident at with my address on it. They took my name off of it, but they still try to get business out of whoever the new tenant is here, but it's still the same old tenant. Oh, God, do I hate that.
Well, the dentist's office used to be that bad. They'd send a card, but you could enter it in a raffle for, I don't know, free toothbrush. I don't know, whatever it was. But I never brought those back in. But, yeah, I'd get three or four text messages and a reminder call. And I was like, yeah. In how many years I forgot about one appointment and I still made it only 10 minutes late. So, yeah, back off.
Connected to CMN Network.